What's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, 4 Minute Offense. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and to chop it up about the latest NFL news. I'm Dynasty Bro Dot, and I'm here Dolo one more time. Vic got a little bug, so, you know, we just thought we'd keep everything remote, man. Hope everybody get better. Told Avo spend some time with his fam, man, and enjoy that. And I will lock in on the last 4 Minute Offense. Rolling into the playoffs, man. So make sure you pay attention to that. This is important, man. Make sure it was a lot of injuries last week. So you need to tune in, pay attention, and make sure you don't let these guys slip out your hands. And before I say anything else, if you're out of the playoffs and it's not a dynasty league, man, be a good sport and let the guys in the playoffs have at the waiver wire, man. There's no point in interfering with guys trying to win out and win this money. You're just being a asshole at that point. Excuse my language for the kids watching. So I'm going to cut these banners on because I forgot. Boom. And cut this on. Boom. Vic will want me to do that. And I'm going to hit start, and I'm just going to wing some guys that should be out there, maybe are out there. If they're not, just check anyway. And some guys that maybe they can help you, man, week by week. And that's all we got to do right now in the playoffs. So I'm going to hit this start right now. Now I got 4 minutes. Look, this is a just in case, and you'd be surprised sometimes. But Zonovan Knight, running back for the Jets, he's been balling ever since Michael Carter went down. He was taken off, and now Michael Carter came back, and he was still the number one guy. He's going to get all the goal line, all the first and second down, and he actually does get targets. You know, Michael Carter has 6. They act like Zonovan's not involved. He had 5 targets, so that man's involved. We had some injuries, man, so we had certain guys be able to step up. New England, I'm just for sure that their running game is just awesome. And the next guy up this week was Pierre Strong, and he went out there and balled out. I don't know if Damian, you know, Kevin Harris is there. They both got drafted same year. But Kevin did very little. Pierre was the guy that took off, and he looked good doing it. And long if Ramondre and Damian are out for some reason, Pierre Strong playing against the Raiders. Raiders are bad, man, so you can look into that. Quarterback, man, look, I know I look bad in the Superflex League, so I'm going to throw these two guys out, Brock Purdy and Colt McCoy. I think they're actually going to be okay just because of the offenses and the weapons they have. Colt McCoy does play Denver, but he's a veteran, man, and you give me Hopkins and Hollywood and maybe Rondell and Dortch and all those guys, he can probably make some plays. And Purdy's playing Seattle, and Seattle just gives it up now. I think they just like back and forth games. Tight end, it's hard to find tight end, but Chig Okonkwo, rookie tight end from Tennessee Titans, man, he's balling. He's their athletic guy that they need right now. They don't have Traylon. Robert Woods isn't going to do it. So if Traylon is, especially if Traylon is out, man, Chig should be a hell of a play. He's going to be the guy that they need to make plays. 2 wide receivers, Chris Moore, wide receiver for the Texans. Look, if Nico Collins and Brandon Cooks are going to stay out, Chris Moore was actually making plays when those guys were healthy. So this isn't nothing new. It's not sexy, but those are guys you could play. Rex Burkhead at running back, you've seen he's just an annoying guy. He could be some good out the backfield. He can catch. So it's just one of those things where if Damian Pierce is down, they're going to try to put up points against KC. That's who they play against next week. Elijah Moore, even when Corey Davis was healthy, Elijah Moore was getting a lot of targets. He just didn't do nothing with him last week. This week, Corey Davis was out. Elijah Moore did a little bit more. But just watch, man. Sometimes talent rises out of nowhere. And the last guy, just in case he's there, DJ Chark, he's been balling. He's completely healthy now. I know we've seen Ricky Jameson Williams come back, but I wouldn't be nervous about that. He was barely still acclimated all the way into the snaps, but Jared Goff is balling, and I think he'll be able to support the full offense, man, so they look good. Pay attention to everybody that got banged up, man. Kyler is out with an ACL. Ramondre left. Corey Davis didn't play. Devontae Parker left. Russell Wilson left. There's so many important players rolling into week one of the playoffs that went down. You need to make sure you're equipped and loaded going into the end of the season, because if you're not, you'll take a hit. I had a team right now, man, that makes me feel like I'm all the way out of it just because of what happened. You know, we had some guys step up this week, didn't do anything. Travis Homer got all the run basically in Seattle and didn't do shit because nobody's as talented as Kenneth Walker. We love Pacheco, but who says it's not Jerick McKinnon? It was just Jerick McKinnon this week. Maybe it was a Denver tough defense thing. I have no clue, but you just need to stay on guard, get the depth. Injuries happen all the time. You never know what you're going to face. You never know what you're going to run into. So make sure you pay attention to this four-minute offense and the waiver wire. League to league basis, everybody's different. There we go. All right, man, look, I'll say it one more time. Please do not interfere with the playoff teams, man. Don't be the dickhead that's picking up players just because you want to prove a point. Let those guys fight it out. Those guys earned to be into the playoffs. So shout out to y'all. Good luck on all your leagues, man. I hope you win out. I pray that you have good health going into these few weeks, man. And then hit us up and let us know how you won your leagues and dominated them Dynasty Bro style. All right. Like I said, on behalf of the homies, we're the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Dynasty Bro Dot. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dynasty Bro Dot. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF. Follow the TikTok, Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Pod. And please, please run to the YouTube. Type in Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast. Hit subscribe. Look at everything. We got some shorts going up, some new ideas, Bathroom Chronicles. Vic's going to start doing his Vic picks on there. Make sure you tune in with the YouTube. Finally getting some views, the views that we wanted. And if you have any questions or anything, hit us up. Questions at Dynasty Bros, at Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, DynastyBrosFF.com. Questions at DynastyBrosFF.com. That's the email. All right, man. Dynamite your league, Dynasty Bro style. Good luck. And we'll holler at y'all. Dynasty Bro. Out.